Radio Influence, podcasting redefined.
Merry Christmas, everyone. I hope you're all relaxing and enjoying this wonderful festive holiday and some really good food. I can't believe that this year is almost over, and it really has been a pretty incredible year for me. I started this podcast back in September, and it is definitely one of the biggest highlights for me of this past year. Today, I have a guest that is not only a friend of mine, but she is a kick-ass food photographer. Every picture she takes makes me want to go to that restaurant on the fly. She is awesome and has two fantastic Instagram accounts, Pennies in My Pocket and Eat Like Tia. Welcome, Tia.
Thanks. I mean, that introduction makes me want to meet me.
Right? That's the point. No, I know. So, like, I was actually thinking today, when did we first meet? Because I feel like I've known you for a long time, but I know it hasn't been like 10 years or anything. It's been probably 3-4.
Probably. I know we met through Tampa Bay bloggers.
Okay.
But exactly when, I probably can't pinpoint. It was at some food event.
I was going to say.
And we were probably talking about food and continue to talk about food because we definitely have a love of good food in common. So
we sure do. But seriously, your pictures are some of my favorite.
Thank you.
They really, really are. I mean, they're so good. I you're one of those people that I look at and I think, I want to be like her. Seriously, I want to be like, I love your style. You have this way of translating the food into something that makes people not only want to go eat it, but it also makes them want to become better photographers and maybe even potential Instagrammers.
That's so awesome, because I think, you know, one of those things that as people and women in general is we're always looking at other people and we're always comparing ourselves. Maybe some people are better at it than others, but I'm always comparing myself to other Instagrammers who have amazing photos, or other bloggers who have amazing photos, or other food photographers who take amazing photos. And so it's nice to hear that, because, you know, one of the things I'm working on is being in a place where I just appreciate the skills and the talents and the attributes that I have that make me uniquely me and that are pretty awesome. And so thank you for that, because, you know, I will pat myself on the back. I do take some really good photos at times. And although I am trying to improve my skill in that area, it's good to recognize when you're doing something well. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. No, you're welcome. And I know you use an Android.
I do.
And I'm an iPhone girl.
I have an old Android too. It's so funny, because I get iPhone envy very often because of the portrait mode and the sharpness of many of the pictures from all of my friends who have iPhones. But yeah, I have an old Galaxy Note 5.
But the pictures are great.
Yeah.
I was actually having this conversation the other day about video. And I was with one of my clients, and we were shooting some video down on the Tampa Riverwalk. And she had an Android, and I had my iPhone, and her videos came out way better than mine, I have to say. So I don't know if there is something to it. I've heard that Androids are better with photography.
I don't know. You know, I think technology just gets better over time. And so as you get the newer technology, there are definitely some things that are better. But one of the things that I have learned, even though I have an older phone, is that you have to learn what makes a good photo. You have to learn what makes a good video and just adjust the settings for whatever technology you happen to have at the moment, because oftentimes the difference between my photo and someone else's photo is where I chose to place the plate, or how I chose to take the photo in terms of angle, or where I have the light positioned. And so sometimes that's the only difference. It's not that my equipment is any better. It's just that my eye and where I chose to position the camera and myself in the light made for a good photo. And so I think, you know, going into the new year again, that's one of the things that I'm really working on, is like not trying to have that envy for the newest, hottest, latest thing, and to really focus on, okay, Tia, what do you have that can do what you need it to do? Now, in some cases, that may mean I need to upgrade my equipment. But in some cases, I just need to learn a different skill, or I just need to, you know, reposition something. So it's not always the newest, hottest thing that gets you the best result at the end of the day. So,
and it's also natural light is my friend. I hate going to restaurants at night and trying to take pictures.
Me too.
When we were at Left Bank the other night, I don't know about you, girl, but I was like, okay.
Well, the good thing about the good thing about Left Bank is where they had the food position, they did have some good lighting. And so I think some of our photos may have come out better if we had taken them in the daytime. But I think we were still able to get some really good photos because they had good indoor lighting. But when you go, like, I've been really dying to go to Ciro's again, but I know I'm going to go to Ciro's only for the experience because it's a cave. Like, it's not literally, of course, guys, if you're listening and you've never been, it's not literally a cave. But it's a dark room. It's meant to be dark, and that's the ambiance. And so I'm like, yeah, I won't get any photos there. I'm just going to have to tell people about the experience because, you know, trying to manage a good photo in somewhere that's pitch black is just, it's impossible.
That's also the dessert room at Burns. I went for the first time back in February. And my pictures came out terrible. I didn't even share them. And it was my first time. I was so excited and I was just so disappointed in my photos.
I love Burns, but it's another place where I don't think, you know, I can, with the equipment that I have, I can't get a great out of camera shot from there. It takes some manipulation and it takes some off camera lighting. And I personally don't prefer the way flash looks.
I hate flash
on I will say, because I took some photography classes and I have some friends who are professional photographers, there are ways to use flash, off-camera flash, that can still produce an amazing photo. But with most of us, we're still using our cameras or our phone, and the flash that's on the camera and the flash that's on the phone, the way it bounces off usually creates a shiny image or it's dull. And so, no, the off-camera, the on-camera or the on-phone flash is usually not my preferred method. And so not going into restaurants with a full camera setup makes it a little bit difficult to get photos at
exactly.
night.
Exactly. And we're actually, after we're done with this little episode, we're going to go have some food at Boca, and I'm really excited about that. And we should have some good lighting since it's still early.
Well, I don't know. You know, the sun is setting earlier, so I looked the sunset before I got here, and we might be able to beat the sunset. But if not, we'll just have to go back again.
Exactly.
And eat again, right?
Eat again, right? So one of my New Year's resolutions, I mean, I actually have a big list and I'm always bad about following through, but one of them that's really important to me is getting better about saving money and just watching my money. And you have your Instagram account and your blog, Pennies in My Pocket. You always have the best tips on eating out and the best deals. I mean, how do you do your research?
Well, a lot of it isn't really research. I grew up in a naturally frugal household, and so my mom always maximized the free. She always took us to places where kids could eat free at night, you know. And I think that's a consequence of her having been a single parent, but like, we always had to make the dollars work. And so that kind of just carried over into my adult life. And so as a result, I look for those deals, because even if I were a millionaire, which I'm not, I would like to think anyway that I would still want to be wise with my money. And so even if I have the money to go eat at a Burns every night of the week, if I'm eating at Burns and they're offering a 25% off, you best bet I'm going to use
it. Right. That's how the rich get rich. They watch their they watch their pennies.
Exactly. So, you know, it just kind of works out for me. And so I am subscribed to a lot of rewards programs and memberships and stuff like that. But I just keep my eye out. And because people know me as the frugal girl and as Pennies in My Pocket, a lot of times when I miss deals, friends will like tag me in posts, or they'll email me, or they'll
send
me a text message and be like, free food here today.
Oh my gosh.
So it's awesome.
No, I love watching where you're at. And half the time I see your picture and I'm somewhere else and I can't get there in time, but you always find the deals and I love it.
Yeah, I'm trying to do better at that too, because oftentimes, you know, we go places and we show it in the moment, and I'm trying to get better at making sure I tell people in advance so that they can take advantage of the deals in the same way that I'm taking advantage of them as well. So there should be some great updates on the blog coming into the new year. And I'm trying to definitely be more consistent with my posts online so everybody can take advantage of all the great food deals and freebies that we have in this area.
Oh, I know. And speaking of this area, you and I have gone to some pretty incredible events lately. Is there anything that really sticks out in your mind or any food that you just have to go back for?
Well, we just briefly talked about Left Bank Bistro, and honestly, I had never heard of that restaurant prior to the invitation to come, and I was impressed. I thought that the food there was good. It's a place that I would have gone back, or not would have. I will go back and eat again. Another place that is consistently good for me, that I always recommend to people, is Noble Crust. Yes. It is consistently good. I think I may have, no, I'm lying. I don't think I've ever had a bad meal there. So Noble Crust is consistently good for me. I definitely love their brunch the most. I will say Boca as a chain is, as a, you know, a local chain, is consistently good to me as well. I've had a few snafus at Boca, but they're not things that would stop me from coming because the service there and the staff, they're always fix it and make it right. So I think that's always important too, that sometimes restaurants are not going to be perfect. Everything is not going to come out exactly the way that it's supposed to every single time or to your liking every single time. But the way that they handle those issues also makes a difference on whether or not I would come back. And so for that, Boca in Tampa and Brandon have both consistently been, you know, good places for me. Now, I'm very sad that Platt Street Borough closed.
I did not know that, and I never made it there.
But let me say, I don't exactly know all the details, but Platt Street Borough is now the Treehouse.
Okay, you know what? You're right. I was supposed to go to an event last week, and something came up with work, and I couldn't make it. So you're right.
So gotcha. I'm not certain if the chefs and the owners are the same or what happened, but I will say that Platt Street Borough had some of the most delicious food that I had last within this last year. And so, you know, I'm hoping that the Treehouse holds up to that same level of quality and standard that they had, because it was, you know, it was good. And in terms of like fast casual, I think First Watch is also another place that's consistently
definitely
good. If you want something nice and swanky, of course, Oyster Catchers is a great place
to
go.
Their brunch is fantastic.
Yeah.
It's actually a very good deal. If
yes,
you break it down
is
with the all-you-can-drink mimosas.
And Armani's has a great happy hour, too. So, you know, the frugalista in me, sometimes you want to go to a really nice place, but you don't really have the budget to afford, you know, several courses of a meal. And so it's nice because you can enjoy the ambiance, have a drink, and maybe have a small plate and still be able to feel like you treated yourself out. So that's a great one. I don't know. I think when people come in town, those are the go-to recommendations usually. Although, and I know I'm probably going to get some hate mail about this, I actually really also like Bar Taco. I know that they're not traditional Mexican, but
Their food is great, and who cares? I mean, I was actually talking with Ian yesterday on the Flavor of Tampa Bay podcast about Mexican food, and he really isn't a fan of it. But then again, him, you know, growing up in Canada, I don't think he was ever actually exposed to real Mexican food. And here in Tampa, there are some places, but it's not that easy to find. Like for me, growing up in California, we were inundated with taquerias.
Yeah.
But they do a good job.
Yeah, I love their Portobello taco. I am on the list of people who are probably constantly requesting them to bring the oyster taco back.
Oh, yes, I saw that on Instagram several times.
I am so frustrated that they took that away. But, you know, we won't lament over that. We'll continue to petition for them to bring it back as a regular staple on the menu. But, you know, they're a little, for me, it's a little pricey, I'll be honest, for a taco. But if I'm going to spend that much money for a taco, I want it to be a good one, and their tacos are good ones. So
I think everything in Hyde Park is just blowing up, and I still haven't been to En Swan.
I've been there. I went for, I think, my birthday. And I actually had a pretty decent experience there. It's crazy. I've only been once, though, so maybe that says something about my experience. I don't know. But
no, it's okay. I haven't been, so I have no idea. I see so much food porn from that place, and I can't believe I haven't been there. So if anyone out there is listening and you want to, like, go with me, let's go. I want to go. I have to go sometime in January, probably, because we've only got a week left of this month.
Yeah, definitely a worthwhile place to try at least once.
You know, and I hate when people ask me, what's your favorite restaurant or what's your favorite place to get pizza? Because it's really hard to pick just one. There's so many new places and people are constantly updating their menus. It's kind of like when people ask me, well, what's your favorite pair of shoes? Well, I have 50 pairs. I like them all for different reasons. And that's how I feel about restaurants in Tampa. There's just so many good ones.
Of course. And I think it depends on what you're in the mood for. So, you know, are you in the mood for Asian food? Are you in the mood for New American? Do you want tacos? Are you just looking for drinks? Do you want dessert? So, you know, there are definitely different things or different places that I would recommend depending on what it is you're interested in. But right now is a great time. I'm not sure with this podcast posting on the 25th if people will still be able to take advantage of them. But right now is a great time to buy the gift cards and get those little promo cards right. that you can use later. And so I already plan on spending money on people during the holidays, and oftentimes now the gift card is the easiest thing for me to get. And so now I've got the little bonus cards right. that I can use in the new year, and I kind of use it in a way like as a bonus budget. So like, oh, all right, I'm going to spend $200 on gifts. Now I just ended up with $50 worth of gift cards for myself that I can use to eat out, and I can treat myself without having to spend any extra money outside of the budget that I was already planning on spending. So I've already got a couple of those that I can't wait to use in the new year.
Well, I know a lot of places do it through the new year. So just people, you know, Christmas comes so quickly and we're all so busy. A lot of people extend it to New Year's, which is what I do. I haven't done any Christmas shopping, by the way.
Yeah. Our family agreed that we were not going to buy Christmas gifts for each other, that we were just going to spend time together. But I think my mom broke the rule already because I see like wrapped gifts at her house. So, yeah, I may have to go last minute shopping since she's not following the rules.
I do that on Christmas Eve is kind of my tradition. My dad was always like that. He was always last minute, but I loved going with him shopping on Christmas Eve. Like we would hit the mall and just get everything done in one swoop, and it was so much fun. So I get that from my dad. He's always late, always last minute. That's me, definitely.
I've become the Grinch. Well, I don't know if I should call it the Grinch, but I just, like, I'm at a point in my life where the material things really just don't mean as much to me, and I would much rather that person save that money and get themselves something that they would really love. And just spend time at some point throughout the year versus the gifts. So, yeah, I would much rather, like, go get petties together or go grab a bite to eat somewhere or, hell, just sit on the front porch on a nice day and just talk on one of the days when life has gotten to me.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, I'm kind of at a place where I don't need much. And so the gifts, they're nice and I appreciate them, but I really, you know, nobody's buying me a 6-course meal at one of the Michelin star rated restaurants on my list. So, you know,
I'm easy. I just want pizza. I mean, I love pizza so much. I'm happy with like even one from the, you know, frozen section. No, I'm just kidding. It has to be like Paul's or something like that. You know, me and my pizza. But definitely, that's one thing people always ask me, what do you want for Christmas? I said, pizza. I'll take it. Even in the shape of a purse. Not a hat, though. Not a pizza hat. Oh, that's a story for another time. But, you know, I definitely have to say that, you know, Tia, you are just one of those people that I am so thankful for. And I'm so blessed to know you. And one of the things I always mention about being on Instagram all the time, like I am, is that I've met so many wonderful people, and you're like definitely at the top of my list. You know, we've not only become fellow influencers together, but we're also friends. And I really appreciate you and everything that you do.
No, thank you. It's good to know that because I'm a person that relationships matter. Mm-hmm. And in this space of like this technology world where we all are on social media, sometimes we can end up in these like very superficial faux relationships with other people. And it's nice that ours has become a genuine friendship outside of us just liking each other's posts or, you know, shouting each other out here and there. We actually talk about our lives and like hang out and get to spend time together. So it's awesome.
No, absolutely. You're fantastic. I can't wait to have dinner with you tonight. And I also have to take a moment to say a huge thank you to Mr. Ian Beckles. I know I tease him a lot on my podcasts. We're very competitive with Instagram followers and a lot of things. And I know I drive him crazy because, you know, I have weird obsessions with pizza and like the Rocky movie franchise. And we're always, you know, joking around. But Ian is definitely one of the greatest people to ever come into my life. And he's always pushing me to be better. And he really inspired me to do this podcast. And I'm so honored to know him and to be able to work with him. And I have to say, Ian, I know you're probably not listening to this, but thank you. And definitely give him a follow at Ian Beckles. I'm going to post it on Instagram as well. But he's trying to reach 7,000 followers and I want to help him because he's still trailing me by about 350. So if we can give him a hand, that would be awesome. Anyways, Tia, thank you for joining me today. I hope everyone has a very wonderful Christmas. I will be back on New Year's Day with another episode. And I just want to thank you all for listening to Forking Around Town. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review my podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play. And a new episode comes out every week on RadioInfluence.com. Merry Christmas, everyone.
This is an Ian Beckles Flavor in Your Ear quick fix on Radio Influence.
My question to you is, who is policing the president right now? Because anybody at any time that disagrees with anything he has to say is gone immediately. And Donald Trump's world is falling in on him. It really is. With the Mueller investigation, the market is free-falling, and, you know, he's making decisions like pulling out of Syria. And listen, I'm not that versed in that stuff. I don't know nothing about Syria, really. All I know is what everybody around Donald Trump is saying, and everybody is saying it's a bad idea. Oh, I'm sorry. Not everybody. I heard one person say it's a good idea. You know who that was? Putin. You think that's a coincidence? You still, after all this shit, you really think that's a coincidence? You don't think that Putin has Donald Trump in his pocket? You really don't think that? Because Putin right now could call Donald Trump and say, you do this or I'm telling everybody this. And whatever this is, it's not good.
You can find Ian Beckles Flavor in Your Ear on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, and RadioInfluence.com.